We are up to Mitzvah Nun, the 50th Mitzvah of the Torah, according to the count of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Mitzvah is Mitzvahs based in Laharog B'Sayif HaMechuyev, that the court, there's a Mitzvah for the court to kill someone with decapitation if they are liable for decapitation. So, how does this Mitzvah work? Shenetztavino Laharog HaOvrim Al-Kitzas Mitzvahs HaTorah B'Sayif, that we are commanded to kill someone who violates some of the commandments of the Torah with decapitation. V'zeh HaDin Nikra L'Rabosino Zuchrom L'Vrach Zichronam Levracha Hereg. Then this is the law that is called by our rabbis of blessed memory. Hereg, right? We know there are four Misos Basin, and Hereg is one of the four. V'hi Misa Kala. And just so you know, this is a pretty lenient death as far as things go. Mikol Makom Chenek Kala Yoser Mimena. And nonetheless, strangulation is a little bit less than a little bit nicer, a little bit easier than decapitation. V'echad Min HaMumasim B'Misa Zo. And one of the people who are killed with this death is Hamake Avdo. Let's say someone hits their servants, even an Eved Kanani, if someone hits them, and as a result of this hitting, they die. In other words, they were beaten to death. The Pasuk says that he will surely be punished. And therefore, it's typically explained as that we kill him through that we kill the attacker with a sword, that we decapitate them. And Kvar Kazapti Lamala Sha Ramban Zechuna Levracha Lo Yimna Arba Misos Beistin La Arba Misos Kemo Harambam Zechuna Levracha. And I've already written above that the Ramban of blessed memory, that he doesn't count these four deaths of the Beistin as four mitzvos like the Rambam of blessed memory does. Meshar She Mitzvah Zo, and the root of this mitzvah is Sheratza Ha'el Akor Mitoch Umaso Hakadosha Roa Halev V'Ha'Achzarius Hagadola. The root of this mitzvah is that Hashem wanted to uproot from the hearts of His holy nation. Hashem wanted to uproot from among His holy nation evil of the heart and great cruelty, that Hashem didn't want us to be associated with anything like that. We all came, and therefore Tzivsa Hashakol Misha Yigbar Alav Kaas, that Hashem commanded that anyone who becomes so enraged, so filled with fury and anger, gadol kakach, as great as this, sheyakeha kaas maves avdo, that he ends up hitting his servant and he kills him, shehu bebeso, that he's of his house, ve'in lo moshia, and he doesn't have any savior. This poor guy, unbelievable, he was totally defenseless. Sheyuma sa'o says that we are commanded to kill this kind of a person. Avapisha eved kinyan kaspo, even though technically the evidence is personal property, ve'ibides mamono bemoso, and he will ultimately be losing his own money through this guy's death. Nonetheless, since this killer allowed himself to get so angry, we kill him. Nonetheless, we kill this guy who allowed himself to get so angry. V'din ra'oy v'kasher hu, and it's a fitting and kosher law. Mishpat Hashem tzadku yachdav. Right, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that the laws of the ordinances of Hashem are true and they are righteous altogether. And dinei hamitzvah kigon din yom o yomayim. The laws of this mitzvah are, let's say he doesn't die right away. It takes him a day or two, and the Mechilta typically explains this day or two to mean like 24 hours. If it takes 24 hours from to die, then in theory we do not kill the guy, because it wasn't that bad. It was really bad. You beat him to death, you die on the spot. So since it takes a little bit longer, he does not deserve the punishment of decapitation. V'yeser prateha, and the rest of the laws mevo'arim bevavakama, can be found in Mesechus Vavakama. V'ha'over aleha v'lo asah bo din, and someone who violates this positive commandment and does not mete out judgment the way he's supposed to, imish koch b'yado, if he has the power to do so, b'tel asah, he has nullified a positive commandment. V'ansho gadol, and he will receive, and the punishment is great for this. Shegorim takalos livnei adam. Why? Because he has, because he's like caused stumbling blocks or misfortunes for people through not doing this, because people are going to say, oh, I don't have to do this, or I don't have to be worried about being killed, and therefore I can be my servant, and as a result bad things will happen, and therefore someone who does not enforce this it's not a good thing if you do not enforce it. That brings us to the end of Mitzvah Nun. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mitzvah Nun Aleph, Mitzvah 51, but for now we will stop right here.